Shu, then Abuna Marcus would ask, I'm going to say this, a kid like me to come and speak on the evening of St. Mary's Feast speaks of their kindness and their humility, so I thank you for inviting me. I really shouldn't be here tonight. We all love St. Mary, right? Everybody loves St. Mary? Everybody just thinks she's the best, right? We all think she's awesome until she ruins our life. You mean? We all love the idea of St. Mary. We all love who she stands for and what she is. But if you get to know her, if you get to talk to her, and you get to listen to her, and you get to hear from her, you'll realize that she is dangerous. In fact, she can absolutely ruin our lives. By our lives, I mean the life of our ego, the life of our selfishness, the life of our self-centeredness. Yes, we like her in the icon. She's Umm Nur. She's great. She's wonderful. But what if we were to hear from her who she is? What if we were to hear from her and learn from her way of being? Quickly we'll realize that she is an enemy to our ego. That if we were to walk in her way, that if we were to listen to her words and take her advice, we'd realize that she is calling us to step away from our own comforts, from our own self-centeredness, from the life of the ego that we pursue. So on my way here today, I had a nice long drive. I just kept asking her, Mama, what do you want to tell us tonight? What do you want to tell us tonight? What is it that you want to speak to us? What can we take instead of just liking you from far, instead of just liking you from the icon, what can we take from your way? And when I got to thinking about St. Mary and her relationship with both her God, her Lord, and her Son, the first thing that she would be telling us is, God is not an idea. He's my Son. He is a person. I know him by name. I know him intimately. Stop thinking about God as an idea, an ultimate, an absolute, but rather get to know him as person. Hear him. Discover his way. Discover what he's telling you. She would tell us, do not get caught up in religious appearance. My Son did not come and die for you so that you can look religiously well, but rather hear what he is telling you, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. She would tell you that this is who he is, God incarnate as love. She would tell us to become a valley. She would tell us to empty ourselves in order to receive him. In her song, in her beautiful song, she says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servant. She would tell us to become lowly, to become small, to walk in a small way, to be poor in spirit. You see, this is so counter everything we hear every single day. And that's why I said at the very beginning, if we were to approach St. Mary and see her way, it would not necessarily be attractive to your ego or to your selfishness. But rather, she would tell us to die to ourselves, to become servants. Not servants where, like, you get praised by people because you're a servant, or like you're a min khidma, or you're like some special religious hotshot. No, she would say, become a servant. Go to the lowest place. Make friends with silence. Your opinion doesn't have to be heard every minute. You don't have to assert yourself in the world every second. Trust that God loves you. And the more I thought about how close she is to him and how much she knew him personally, I got thinking about the time when God himself was in her womb. And how special that would have been, the time between a mother and her child. And nothing more joyful than hearing and knowing the heartbeat of the child inside of you. And yet this was no normal heartbeat, this was the heartbeat of God. And I wonder how much she spent the rest of her life aligning her heartbeat to the heartbeat of God. And she would tell you and me tonight, align your heart with his heart. Let his thoughts be your thoughts. Let his feelings be your feelings. Let his life be your life in you, just as his life was in me. She would tell us to do what he tells us to do, just as when in the miracle of the wedding of Cana, and they came to her and she went to see him, and the servant said, okay, so what do we do? She just looked at him and she said, do whatever he tells you to do. You see, St. Mary is more than just an idea herself. She's our mama. She's our mom. She became the mother of everyone in this world, believer and non-believer. She became the mother of all because she was the mother of God. And she attends our liturgies. She stands with us. She is among us. She celebrates with us. We have to stop thinking of her just as an idea, just as we think of her son as an idea. But rather, we must come to know her. And as Abuna was saying, what a blessing she has been to our people, for her to come and appear on top of a church. She is interested in your life and in my life. And she seeks for us to be in union with her son, to align our lives with her son's life. She would tell us tonight to become her friend. She would tell us tonight to become friends with her son and to speak and to open ourselves to him completely. She would tell us to walk in his way as she also walked in his way. Why did the Lord choose her? Why did the Lord choose a young, unknown girl serving in a temple completely irrelevant to this world? Why? Why would he choose her? Because she resembled him the most in his humility. She was the deepest valley that he could find, because Christ himself is the deepest humility. He is the one that went to the lowest place. So he looked and looked and looked to find who is the one that can go to the lowest place so I can find and make my home in her. In Zacharias' prophecy, he says, every mountain shall be brought low, and every valley shall be filled. Tonight she tells us, stop being a mountain. Stop lifting yourself up in this life, but rather become a valley like me. Become home to God. Align your heartbeat with the heartbeat of my son, is what she's telling us tonight. And in so doing, we have the potential of becoming like her. And here's the mystery. The more we look at St. Mary, the more we realize that we are nothing like her. And it is when we realize that we are nothing like her that we begin to be like her in her humility. When we become hungry to be more and more like her. Because in her we find the pride of our race, as we say in our hymnology. She is the pride of humanity. Why? Because she carried God. And yet, it is God's plan for you and me to carry him as well, to have him inside. The last thing I want to share with you is that although I'm guessing these are all things that she would say, the reality is that St. Mary said very little. She said very little. In a society and in a time, look who's speaking, me who speaks for a living, but in a time when words come at us nonstop, St. Mary was very good friends with silence. She was very good friends with stillness. And because of this stillness, and because of this deep humility, because she was not looking to make a name for herself, because she wasn't constantly striving to lift herself up, she expressed her complete trust in God in her silence, in keeping things in her heart. And it was because of this silence and this friendship with silence and stillness that she was able to hear the voice of God inside of her. May we tonight as well make friends with silence. May we tonight as well make friends with humility, with smallness. Let us make room. Let us become a little more empty. Let us become more like bondservants and maidservants. Let us become more and more a valley, that we may make room for the God who longs to find a home for himself in us. May our heartbeats align with the heartbeat of God. His heartbeat is very simple. It is simply to love. May we, like St. Mary, love one another, cover each other. Not gossip about each other, but cover each other. May we intercede for each other. May we carry each other to the throne of God just as she carries us day and night to the throne of God. St. Mary is so much more than an idea. St. Mary is person. She is among us with her Son tonight. And as we sing, let us sing not to the idea, but to the person. Let us love her, and let us speak to her. But even more importantly, let us become like her. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, our Father, who art in heaven. God the Father, and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.